Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Yes.
Back again.
Yes.
Hello, hello, hello.
Podcast back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
I love it.
M&M.
I've been getting some like pretty positive responses from everybody, and like people saying that they're like listening to our podcast every week. And,
well,
like,
I would hope
like just loving it up.
They are loving it up. We're hilarious.
Well, of course. Yeah.
I mean, I have to give a little. I'm gonna just take this moment to give a shout out to Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Dave loves our podcast, and we love Dave for loving our podcast. So we wish we could just record them all day long.
Of course.
And just let you listen to them, but we have to make money. So yeah.
How's the Facebook thing going?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We've gotten over 100 likes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice,
100
nice.
People have liked our page, which
cool.
is kind of about where we're at with Instagram.
Okay.
But
okay.
I know that there was a lot of people I was looking. I'm like, oh, they liked our page. I'm like, I don't think they've liked us on Instagram. And then I'm like, maybe they don't have an Instagram account.
Nice.
So they're the reverse Molly, where you have an Instagram but
yes.
no Facebook.
Yes.
They have a Facebook, but no Instagram.
A reverse Molly, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Have you ever tried it? Should I ask your husband?
I was going to say, my husband might be interested.
You might have to draw that out for me. It's a reverse Molly. Hashtag lube life.
Every episode.
I don't think I did it in our last one. Damn it.
Oh.
Because you got me on yeastiness.
You
got me on,
yeah,
you got me on yeastiness. So.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. What's been going on?
Oh, not too much. Same old. Loving summer. Living it up.
Yeah.
Doing my thing.
Yeah.
You had told me earlier, you heard about a show coming back?
So,
what's happening?
Yeah, super excited.
I'm excited to talk about this.
Yes, because, well, Game of Thrones is over. Rest in peace now. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. They are bringing back.
Okay.
In the same way that Full House brought us Fuller House.
Yes.
In the way that Roseanne brought us the Connors.
Yes.
Punky Brewster is bringing back Punky Brewster.
Soleil
Moon Frye.
Well, and it's starring Soleil Moon Frye.
Starring so, Soleil Moon
it's
Frye.
It's not a...
As Punky Brewster.
Right. It's not a reboot of Punky Brewster. It is a...
Well, it's kind of like they all were. I mean, Fuller House was the same characters. They just all grew up.
Do you call that a reboot? You call it...
I think it's... Is that a glow up? Is that a glam up? Is that
glow up?
What do they call those?
Yeah, because a reboot, isn't it like when they just do the same thing?
I think that's like when Yeah, like the fucking karate... Sorry to cuss this already, but... Yeah, I'm great with F-bombs, but... when Will Smith's kid...
Okay.
Did the Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the Karate Kid.
But isn't that like a reboot,
like
right?
When Hilary Swank was the Karate Kid. Like, to me, that's not a sequel. That's not a... Yeah, maybe that's a reboot or like a...
Like when you do the same one, but it's like
with
different actors.
When they did fucking Footloose, remember?
I didn't watch that.
I didn't either because
no,
it's garbage.
I couldn't.
You don't replace Kevin Bacon.
No, nothing replaces Kevin Bacon.
Ever.
Not even lab-grown
meat. And you don't replace... No, it fucking doesn't. And you don't replace Kenny Loggins with Blake Shelton. It doesn't happen. It's stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm... Yeah.
So, that to me is like...
Now I'm angry.
Bring me back, Soleil.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so that to me... Yeah, I guess that's a reboot or they remade that movie or they remade that. Like, it's... But, yeah, because, like, this one, it's all the same character still. They're just...
Okay, so she's still friends with, like, Cherry and
everything? Oh, I don't know. They didn't mention Cherry in the article. Oh,
okay.
It just said that
I'm
she
sure
was...
Henry Warnamont's dead.
I think he did die for real. I love that you know all their character names. Like,
okay, well, I have a connection with Punky Brewster.
Shut the front door.
And not, like, that, like, personally, but...
Oh, it's not 6 degrees when, of just Kevin Bacon.
No. Not 6 degrees of Soleil Moon Frye or Punky. So, as a child, I very much looked like Punky Brewster.
I can see that.
And I very much wore my hair in pigtails.
Yeah.
With bangs or without, like, I... very much. So, when I was probably, I would say like 8 years old, it was the 80s, so somebody came and rang my doorbell, And, of course, I answered the door, like, without an adult or anything like that.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, of course. And so my mom was, like, upstairs, and the windows were open, and it was some girls, like, selling Girl Scout cookies or selling something. And I, you know, I just said, oh, I'm sorry, no thank you or whatever. And they walked away, and my mom was upstairs with the windows open, and she heard the girls go, oh, my God, I think that was Punky Brewster. And, like, these girls, like, thought I was Punky Brewster and lived in the suburbs of Chicago and, like, whatever.
Nice.
But, so many times.
Like, I'll trade you a box of cookies for my autograph.
Yeah, right? Right? Well, and I went for Punky for Halloween one year, and I was very much mistaken for her many times in my childhood. Yeah. So, yeah, I was a huge Punky Brewster fan. Yes,
well, absolutely. Yeah. No, this says it. It just said that she was coming back. They're rebooting the show, and... so it does say in here in the article that George Gaines, who played Punky's foster parent, died in 2016.
Okay.
So, but they said that series is going to focus on a grown-up Punky.
Okay.
Do you think she still goes by Punky?
Maybe. Well, sure. Punks? That's her name.
Well, how do you get a job, though? Like...
Punky?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen some weird names.
I know, but...
I saw somebody the other day whose first name was Tomorrow.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody does. It's my goddamn name.
Oh my God. Hilarious. Gross. Not gross, but you know what I mean.
Right.
But yeah, so it says that it's going to focus on a grown-up Punky who's now a single mother of three children. He just couldn't handle her.
No.
Yeah, but she meets a young girl who reminds her a lot of herself. So I don't know, man. Three kids? You got three kids.
I got three kids, too. I told you.
But you're not a single mother.
And I'm not.
And you're not Punky.
I'm not getting a TV show.
And you're not taking on a fourth that reminds you of a younger you. Jesus, help us all.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I decide I'll totally watch it.
Oh, I will, too. Well, she was on Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Yep.
For a while. Yeah, like, she was a friend. Like, in the adult, older episodes, she was on that one. And I was like, I remember the whole time I watched it. And I'm like, who is that? I know her.
Oh, you didn't realize it was her?
I couldn't figure it out. And then finally one day, I followed
her throughout the years.
Did you?
LA. Yeah, I was a big fan.
Maybe we should reach out to her and have her listen to our podcast.
Totally. And then she can mention it on her show.
Yeah.
And then we're now super famous.
She'd be like, I just got home from listening to So That's a Thing. And the crowd goes nuts.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Hilarious.
Laugh track, woo! Laugh track.
Yeah. Look at us putting our wheels into motion to be famous someday. All because you kind of looked like Soleil Moon Frye in the 80s.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totes my
goats.
That's
our in.
I'll have to see if I can find a picture of myself with, like, my pigtails when
I've seen pictures of you when you were little.
Totally Punky.
1,000%. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind, like, a Perfect Strangers reboot.
Okay.
I would like to know what Balky Bartok Moose is up to these days. Are him and Cousin Larry still living together?
Married to the girls and they all live together?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Did he go back to Meepos or whatever he's from? Meepos?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would just like to know. Like, I wouldn't mind a Who's the Boss.
I bet he got deported.
Oh. that would be a relevant topic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It would be culturally and periodically relevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Who's the Boss? Like.
Yeah.
Is Jonathan still alive or did he die? No, he's just gay.
Yeah, he just came out.
But Alyssa Milano's not doing much. She's got, like, some Lifetime movies, and that's about it. So she's got time.
I saw something about her the other day.
Tony Danza just tap dances on, like, the Jerry Lewis telethon, so he's got time.
Hold me close, Tony Danza.
Yeah, and Angela is, like, a judge on all Law and Orders.
Mona.
Is Mona still alive?
Oh. I'm going to say no. But I don't want to kill her off because I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Look
for Punky Brewster coming. Who knows when, but I'm sure once it airs, we're going to be talking about it on
here. Of course.
So
of course.
It'll be our thing. So.
That's awesome.
Yes. Exciting. So, all right. Oh, am I?
No, I think I'm first
you're
this
up
week.
You're first this week.
Yes. So, okay. I don't know how behind the times I am about stuff.
Okay.
I'm
forever on the cusp.
Yes, you are.
Of life.
For sure.
I mean, when people see me on the streets, they're like, that girl.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're friends. Like, you keep me. Knows everything. You keep me up with the times.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That's what I do.
I don't know. You may say, or our listeners may say, yeah, Molly, we all know about this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I probably do.
Okay. So, we all know what, like, hair extensions are.
Sure.
All the different forms
of Merkin.
Yes, we have the Merkin. We have the
vaginal.
Yes, the clip-on man bun.
Yes.
Yes. Like, or like, just like fancy extensions that women's get that like, you know, like permanent ones or ones like clip-in ones or the ones.
You can tape them, you can braid them in, you can fuse them to your hair.
The ones that are like, kind of like just a little like backdrop that have like the string that goes like the halo.
Like a little
or
headband. Okay. Yeah. Gives you a little
have
volume.
Have you ever heard of a crown topper? Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. Basically, it's like a women's toupee.
Oh.
It is just the top part of your head.
Just the tip?
Just the tip. Okay. So it is like, it literally, it looks like a toupee. So it's just going to cover the crown of your head.
Why?
For, well.
Okay. Is that what we have the bump it now, for?
Well, exactly. And so like, so. I was looking now when they were at the companies that I saw when they were advertising it, they were trying to say that it was for women's hair loss.
Okay.
Which I feel horrible for women that like are balding.
I understand that, but okay, but, go on. But they still have a little thin piece up there. I mean, you just stick in a
exactly
a toupee on top.
So that's how they were like saying for hair loss, thinning hair, things like that. Every single thing that I watch, every video, every picture, everything like that, it is for to get the bump it look. It is to get the volume in your hair. So you just have a regular head of hair like you and I do.
God and then damn you it, Jersey Shore for giving us the bump it. GTL and the bump it.
And then you stick this, like, toupee on top of your head. So basically you're just it's not a wig, it's not an extension, it is a round disc.
It's like a fascinator.
Yeah.
Like a hat.
Fascinator.
Isn't that what they call those little headband hat things that they wear in the Europe and the Queen?
Yeah, just like the little thing like right on top. So it's like a disc, it's a round disc that has like it looks like almost like hair velcro in it. Like a toupee does a lot of the time. And yeah. And you just put it, like, now you can style it on your, like, little mannequin wig or whatever, or your little mannequin head before you put it on. And you, like, line it up with, like, your where your part should be. Jesus. And then you, like, fluff it. And it's, like, this little round disc.
It sounds so unnatural and not even blendable.
Well, no. Because it is 100%. Remy human hair. I don't know what Remy
human hair.
All of the sites had Remy human hair.
Does it come from a person named Remy?
Maybe. Yeah.
She just sits at home and they shave the top of her head. Sells her hair. And
yes. And it's like a breathable, like mesh-like thing that you put on there.
Nothing that you put on top of your head is breathable, first of all.
It is so weird. Okay. And now what makes this like uber bouge is for one of these small discs, and guys, I'm telling you, like the size of the thing that you're putting on, the crown piece.
I have to look this up because that you're putting it on. What's it called again? The crown
just
topper?
Crown topper hair extension.
Okay,
or something
I'm
like
looking
that.
This up right now because I need to know how unnatural.
Like the
this
disc
looks.
Or whatever that goes on top of your head, I would say is probably like 3 by 5 inches. What comes up in your search?
Crown topper for cake?
No. Nope. I don't think you want a hair one. Okay. So, but these ones, this one brand that it was called like Hidden Crown was for one of these things. Like I said, 3 by 5. Now you can get short hair, long hair, whatever. It is $450. $450.
For a bump it.
For a, basically bump a bump it head of hair. Now, and when I saw the pictures, doesn't it look like. Like, they scalp somebody?
Yes!
It looks like they scalped, like, the top of their head. And, yeah.
Who wants their hair to look like that?
I don't know.
That looks so stupid.
Yeah. Now, like, and of course, like, the women that are...
It basically just kind of looks like a wig,
and here's the thing,
almost.
Too, like... And, granted, I like to style...
I want a before and after.
Like, I like to style my hair. it's just, it goes from flat hair to fluffy hair, basically, is what these people are. Yeah. So, like, I was saying, like, they were advertising it as, like, for thinning or balding women.
She looked better before.
Everybody that they had the pictures of, it's more so for that, like, red carpet style.
Well.
For, like, the going out style.
Yeah. It looks like in a lot of these pictures, what I was thinking when you started saying it was just on the crown, I know that, like, clip-in bangs
yes.
are a brand new part of extensions. I've seen those. Like, all the celebrities love a clip-on bang. Like, oh, look, I have bangs today.
Yeah.
Oh,
tomorrow I don't. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, they were only that easy.
Yeah, right? Well, granted, like, that was on the website. They did have all those bangs, other kinds, too. But they had these crown toppers. There was another company. I don't want this to come out wrong because I feel really weird saying it, but they called it the Wiglet. It said it all.
Move on.
They said it all over the internet. I was like, I don't think I should even say this on the podcast. But this company had covers.
I didn't see my face. We might have to pause this.
That's what they called it.
Move on.
They called it, it was Head Covers Unlimited.
Fuck.
It's the company. And those ones range anywhere from $200 to $1,000.
Wiglets ain't cheap.
Wiglets ain't cheap, girl. $1,000. Oh, I couldn't believe they called it that, though. Well, I was like, why? Oh, why?
People just are not.
That is just not PC.
No. It's probably European.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, this is a
maybe
thing, people.
Maybe it's if they're PC. We're just ignorant.
Yeah, like, maybe.
We're
relating it to something that could potentially be considered
assholes.
Racist.
Yeah,
I don't
we're
know.
Just the assholes here.
But, I don't know. But it's just, it is the weirdest looking thing.
Huh.
And again, like, I feel, have compassion and sympathy for any woman that is balding.
Right.
And, like, for that, those purposes, like, I totally get it. But there was not one, like, video or picture that I saw where it wasn't just some girl trying to get her, like, big on bouffant hairstyle.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all of those hairstyles I just looked at were awful.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, like, that said, like, if you care for it, it can last you up to 3 years.
Gross.
So you're going to spend $1,000 and it's only going to last you three years? Yeah.
Which
I mean, you, like, style it and wash it just like regular hair or, like, probably any other, like, wig or whatever.
But I guess I've never thought about that. So if you know, there's a lot of people out there that buy wigs, like,
yeah, yeah,
and wear wigs every day. I mean, Kim Zolciak from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, or now she's on Don't Be Tardy on Bravo. She has, like, a whole wig line. Like, everything she has is a wig.
Yeah, and I guess
she has, like, a whole wig room.
I've seen that way more. You know, for women that have cancer or for anything, or just want to change,
but
like, or want, like, a funky hairstyle.
Yeah, how long does that last for? I mean, do you retire it's out of style now?
Maybe, and I would hope a wig like that, because those have got to be expensive.
Oh, you know.
Would last forever, you know?
I would hope so.
But, like, yeah, this
is
just
throw
a little.
Away when you're done? Like,
I guess,
do you sell?
Yeah.
Like, can you buy a used wig?
The landfills are filled with wigs.
Can you buy a used wig? Like, is that a thing?
Probably. I'm sure it is. Like, I'm sure there's women that can't afford, like, brand new, super expensive ones.
How expensive are the normal wig?
I did not look that.
They're hot as hell. I know that. I had to wear one once, like, for a play, and it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, it's hot in here.
Well,
I've
worn them on Halloween.
So I'm glad that the copper crown topper, whatever you're calling it, is a breathable mesh.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So, but I mean, they can get super bougie, and, like, they had all different kinds of, like, hair colors and styles. You can, like, if you have a short haircut, you could just get, like, a little poof for the top of your head.
No. This is the may I speak to a manager poof.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I just need a flock of seagulls side squeeze.
It did. I mean, it looked like it's a women's toupee.
Yeah.
It's like that
that's what
size.
It looks like. Yeah.
It's
it just
so
kind of
weird.
Sits on the top of your head, which I guess with any of that stuff, I feel like. The bump it, especially when that came out, I was like, we've lost ourselves.
Oh, I have one.
Shut the fuck up.
I do.
You bought one?
Oh, yeah.
Did you wear it?
I did.
Did it work?
Yeah. I wore it in with a ponytail. Like, so I would put it in and then I would wear a ponytail. So to give my, like, ponytail.
Because don't you have to, like, kind of, like, shove it in your head? Like, it kind of, like, claws onto your hair?
Yeah. Like, you tease your hair over it. Yeah, you tease your hair. Like, you flip your hair forward, you tease your hair, and then you flip it back. And, like, I would do, yeah, over the bump it. And then I would do, like, a ponytail over that.
I just would be afraid that, like, a wind would blow. And there's my bump it. Like, yeah. Totally see my bump it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had to get it. You had to get it under a decent amount of hair.
Yeah.
Like, thickness.
Yeah.
So you couldn't
see
it.
Or the same thing with, like, remember they had those, like, buns? Like, you could, the styrofoam roll. You could roll your hair up that. And then try to make it into a circle of a bun. And then they're like, they just, you know, you just move your hair
around. They always make it look so easy.
There was one girl I saw at work. Oh, this was, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. But she had one of those. And I'm like, you might want to, like,
cover that up.
I can see your styrofoam roll.
Yeah, yeah, like, cover that up.
And we all know your bun's not that perfect. Like, we know you're using that thing, but...
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're looking out there, you can... Crown if topper. You need, yeah, a little more oomph in your hairdo.
$450 just seems like a lot.
I guess I just... It just and it also, like, you're styling your hair, then you're also styling your crown topper... So, like, this is just an added thing. Like, I don't have that much time in my life.
Well, I'll tell you, though. Girls that I know that, I mean, that have extensions, like the clip-ons or the whatever, they have to take care of those. Uh-huh. I mean, so it's not, like, they take them all out, and then they have to go wash them, and they comb them, and they dry them, and they style, like, curl them, and then they put them back in there, like, on top of their own hair.
I think it would be so weird to walk into somebody's bathroom
and just that see has, all like, extensions hanging.
Yeah. And I know that's a thing, and lots of women do it.
Oh, there's a ton. Like, I have some good friends that do it, and I never knew until they told me one day, and they're, like, doing something. I'm like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Like, none of that's real. And it was like, you know, it's you know, she has beautiful hair, and I never would have known that it was that voluminous or voluminous. Voluminous? No. Is that?
Voluminous? Voluminous?
Blue. Morgan. You know what I mean. Volume? What the fuck do you say that?
Voluminous.
Voluminous?
Yeah.
Now it doesn't even sound like
no,
a word.
No, it doesn't sound right. Fuck. Voluminous.
Sorry, voluminous. Everybody that's screaming it at us.
I think it's voluminous.
Voluminous?
Well, but then it also makes me kind of like get it more like, oh, that's why somebody's hair looks like that perfect.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, they just didn't find that like special product that made their hair look like that.
It's
like,
half
that's
fake.
Not all theirs.
No, yeah. It's half
it's
fake.
Like, oh, okay. That's why my hair isn't that voluminous.
Voluminous, yeah.
I don't think that's the right word.
I don't think it is either. I know it's on like the tip of my tongue.
I don't know. But that's my thing for this week.
All right, cool.
So, what do you got for this
week? It's not related.
Okay.
I don't know. It's related to like, 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Okay.
That's why I kind of waited on it because I was like, oh, we just did an Airbnb episode.
Oh,
so,
okay.
With the potato.
Okay.
You talked about the potato.
What do you got?
So this one I found. So this is, it's along the same lines.
Okay.
But this sounds beyond, like, I totally want to do this.
Oh,
I want to gather a group
of people.
It's
not like sleeping in a potato.
No.
Okay.
No. The opposite. Which I don't know what the opposite is. But, okay, so you can rent a house in Florida that is basically a giant board game themed house.
What?
It is all about games and fun and activities.
So you take your crown topper off.
Oh, when you go in.
When you go in.
Okay.
Because you're really going to get into the games.
Okay. You don't want your crown topper flying everywhere. So it's the board game Airbnb, which is in Clermont, Florida, which is right outside of Orlando.
Okay.
And it's the brainchild of a gentleman by the name of Andrew Greenstein.
Okay.
That came up with this concept for this house.
I mean, I love me a board game, so.
Yeah. Okay. So it's actually huge. It's really, I wouldn't call it a house, I would call it a mansion.
Okay.
Because it's a 13 bedroom home with 11 bathrooms.
Wow.
And it sleeps 43 people.
Oh, so you can sleep there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a vacation rental type of place.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is
it's not just like an attraction.
No,
that you go
like
to.
It's
got
a four.
It.
Yeah, no, you rent it out. Like,
okay.
For you and your friends. So it sleeps up to 43 people.
Yikes.
And each room in the house, every single room, is a completely different game theme.
Okay.
Of like game board theme or game theme or something along those lines. So you drive down like the end of this dirt road and there's a large, on the top of the house, there's a large Monopoly man hanging off the roof that greets you when you first come up. So
nice.
Yeah. So the majority of what I'm going to go through just kind of talks about the different rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm so interested. Yeah. Like, what are the rooms?
Because I was like, oh my god, oh my god, tell me, that's a book. So they have a Scrabble bedroom.
Oh my gosh, all I'm thinking right now is Chutes and Ladders. Like,
oh, you got all the stairs. They didn't say anything about Chutes and Ladders.
Anyways,
but,
go ahead.
But they did say that they have a Donkey King themed staircase.
Oh, fun!
So, like, how
you gotta jump over barrels.
Yeah, and, like, climb up and all that kind of stuff. So, like, even the staircases, the hallways, like, everything is game-related theme or whatever.
Go on.
So, there's a Scrabble bedroom that has, they've got maroon walls. And there's painted letters, like, you know, the letters or whatever that are on the tiles and everything like that. There's a Pictionary bedroom.
Okay.
That has a bunch of bunk beds in it. And it's got a blue and yellow matching bathroom. And there's actually drawings on all of, like, on the walls.
So, wait. So, is it just, like, the room is themed after the game? Or can you play
the game? You can play the game in each of the rooms. Okay. Like, so there's the tiles everywhere in Scrabble. And there's a table set up to play Scrabble.
Okay.
And then in the Pictionary bedroom, there's actually, like, they've put drawings on the wall and you have to try and guess what they are
and then
you can draw, like, you can take a piece of that paper off and leave your own for the next one, and you can put it, like, there's a little closet you can put it in and see if you've guessed it right. There's a Monopoly room,
of course
that has like the walls are painted like all the Monopoly spaces and everything, and the I thought it was really cute, the comforters on the beds, like one says chance or community chest and the other is chance all that kind of stuff. So it's like all
I bet you win at that. You'd win at that Monopoly, Angie.
You think so?
Not the Jewel Monopoly.
I don't know. It might be like PTSD to be in that Monopoly. Like, trying to peel off all these tabs and I don't win at regular. I can't play. I'm not a big fan of regular Monopoly, though.
Not so much?
No. Are you? I mean.
Sure. Yeah, I like it.
I think after a while, I'm just like, ugh, somebody either take my money or give me hotels. Like, you're going around the, like, it, I don't know.
Sure.
It's just, anyway, so they have, there's an operation-themed bathroom.
Fun.
Right? That has a fully it's an enlarged.
But the operation is like electrically charged game. Should you be in the bathroom for that?
Well, it buzzes. It doesn't like. Yeah.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But it's an enlarged working replica game on the wall.
Wow.
That you can stand in there and actually. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so if you're taking it, like, is it, if you're taking a shit?
Right.
Like, can you sit there and try and, like,
somebody's like, get out of the bathroom. Yeah. I gotta go.
Like, are you getting buzzed while you're trying to, like, poop in there? Like, I don't know. I just, and then I was like, how sanitary is that?
Right. You're touching that little tong thing.
Yeah. Like, did you wash your hands? Like, is the bathroom the best place to put the operation game?
Right.
I don't know. But the fact that it's this, like, the picture I saw online, I mean, it is this enlarged, like, huge, takes up the whole wall.
That's so
They've made it a functioning operation game in there. I'm like, anyways, there's a Jumanji-themed movie theater.
Oh.
That's like, so you can, I mean, it's, you know.
Is Jumanji an actual game you can buy?
So, I don't know if it's a game you can buy, but that's the whole point of the movie was that it was a board game.
No, I know that. Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know, but it's a, that's the movie, that's why, because it's the movie theater.
Right.
So, it has a movie theater
that's
in there.
That's
fun. Yeah. There's a game show den.
A game show den?
Den.
Okay.
Like, den. Like, okay. A living, like, fun den area in the house.
Remember that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer gets the old, like, late night set?
Oh, yes!
In his apartment?
Yes!
And everybody that comes in, he, like, interviews as they, like, come in.
Oh, it was the Merv Griffin show, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Because he's sitting there and he's like, up next we have Jerry. He's like,
like
to?
A game show den. Yeah. Like, I'm picturing, like, 1970s, like pedestals whatever.
Yeah,
or
well,
like,
so they have a, there's a working Plinko board.
Oh!
Right? There's a working Plinko board from The Price is Right, and then they have, like, a bunch of pinball machines in there as well.
Fun.
Which, Plinko was always a thing. I'm like, I mean, I watched The Price is Right growing up.
Of course, so did I.
And Plinko was always my jam. Like, that was the game I always wanted to try and play, and you know, that one and the little yodeling guy. Just because I like
that
the
goes
way
across
it went up.
Up the mountain. Yeah.
I thought that was neat. They have a giant Light Bright.
Fun.
Remember Light Bright?
Yeah. They still have Light Brights and stuff.
Well, this is a giant Light
I think
Bright.
A lot of, like, the children's museums that are around, like, have those. The ours here in town doesn't have one, but I know that there's, like, big ones.
At other
children's museums. But still, that's super cool.
Yeah. I have a good friend of mine, Kim. has a light bright, and she will every once in a while like post on Instagram. Like, she does a lot of baking and stuff.
Okay.
But she'll do little designs on, like, she's a big artist too, so she'll put designs on her light bright, which I think is pretty cool. But so it has the giant light bright. There is a living room that has like a life size chess thing, you know, like with the big pieces that you like actually have Potter. To move. Yeah, that you have to move around. You can pick them up.
Is and it then, wizard's chess?
I don't know. There's a floor piano, like in the movie Big. So you can play up and down that. And then
I always wanted one of those when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. And then this one, they also had an electronic, like there was an electronic setup where you could play Family Feud.
Oh.
Like one of the big rooms, you could play Family Feud in there.
I always thought I'd be good at that game.
Yeah, I think so too.
For sure. I always wish you could do it like, but because I don't have a very big family, so I always wish I could do it like
friends,
just with friends. Yeah.
Well, now's your chance.
Nice.
Yeah. Steve Harvey won't be there, but it's okay.
That's okay.
And they have that. There's like a karaoke machine and DJ and all that kind of stuff. My favorite though, because I'm going through this list. I mean, I don't even think this is everything. Like,
sure.
There's 13 bedrooms and they all have a theme to it.
Right.
There was like. Oh, I'm trying to think of what the game was. Like Revolution or something. It's like a war game.
Risk?
And nah, it wasn't Risk. It was, I can't think of the name. But anyways, like they had all that kind of stuff. But there is a Clue themed room.
Fine.
Yes. That has clues hidden all throughout the room. And like kind of an escape room type ordeal. So like you can lock yourself in there and then try and get out.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's.
I am a huge fan of that game.
Yes.
That movie. We have Clue Junior at my house. Like,
it's 1+2+1+1, not 1+2+1+1. I love that movie. Flames. Flames on the side of my neck.
I was like, I am.
You're singing telegram. Pew! Yes!
Oh, that's awesome.
That is such a good movie.
Oh, I want to watch that movie tonight.
Yeah, I know. I thought, and that's actually, I think what they were saying is that that's kind of what inspired the whole thing, is that this Andrew gentleman had done a escape room, and he was kind of like, oh my gosh, it's kind of like the Clue, like you're putting, piecing all these things together to try and, you know, get out or whatever, and he's like, oh, we should make a house that's, you know, does something like that, and then it just kind of
just
turned into this
snowballing.
Whole, so, and there was like a Pac-Man room with a circle-shaped bed, like Pac-Man, and it has the video games, and the walls are dark blue with like
the dots,
Pac-Man
or whatever,
dots, and the ghosts. And everything on it. So outside.
Okay.
If you get bored.
Because that's inside, not enough entertainment in there.
If you get bored inside, outside, there's a 20,000 gallon pool complete with water slides and a lazy river.
Awesome.
So it's almost like your own little water theme park in the back.
Right.
They have a human foosball setup. So this is why you can't, I guess you could rent it for like just a family, but you really need to bring
I did that episode.
20, 30 people.
I did that episode of like those human whack-a-mole and the games. Yeah, the human foosball. I don't understand how that works.
So you're basically, I mean, you're connected, like two of us are connected. I mean, it's set up.
Yeah.
And it's soccer, but you have to run each other. You're connected to this pole.
Right,
so
right,
neither
right,
one of
right.
you can go up or down. And
right.
You just go back and forth
back
trying
and forth,
to.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm like swaying as we're like talking about
So they have
this.
The human foosball, they have human bowling, which is like you get into the big
ball.
Throw yourself down. There's like a Las Vegas room that has slot machines and a poker table.
Wow.
Like you have to be 21.
I'm telling you,
to
like this is crazy.
It,
like it seems like it's like a theme park rather than like a Airbnb.
Well,
like where you or like a rental or whatever.
Right.
I can't believe you get to stay there.
Right. Well, that's just it. It's, I mean, you have to take, you know, there's 40 some people. I mean, you don't have to, I guess, but it's like if you're going to.
Probably cheaper
right.
for each person
well, so
the more you have.
Yeah, so it's $1,365 a night, which I was like, that's expensive,
but
if you do get 43 people to go, it's $32 a person.
Wow.
So that's.
And in a place that big, or even if you had like 20 people to go, that's $60
right,
or whatever.
$64 bucks a person.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still get to experience like.
Yeah.
There's 13 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms. It's not like you're all sleeping on the Clue floor and, whatever.
Right.
I mean, there's all this space.
Wow.
And, yeah. I thought it was so super neat.
I love that. I would totally do that.
And then I was sitting there, I'm like, I'm totally going to do this. And I mean, it's booked out forever now. You know, years, of course, yeah. They're like, you know, it's a little bit more expensive in the peak months, which are probably like the best months to go visit Florida. Of course. You know, they have their cold areas too. You know, you can't really use the pool, go outside. So it's right. A little bit cheaper during that time, probably a little bit more available. But I was like, absolutely. And then I'm like, do I have 40 friends that I can take? Like, some of them might be
podcast listeners,
let's go fund me and we can have a meet and greet.
We can have a meet and greet at the house in Florida.
Yes, you just
game house. What's it called again? Florida.
It's just the board game Airbnb. Like the there's board no game Airbnb. Like,
okay.
Yeah, there's
cool.
No specific potato Airbnb. You know, like there's no
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Come on down the Airbnb or anything. Yeah. It's just a board game Airbnb. So if you Google it, that's what you'll Yeah, that's what you'll find. But I just thought that was really, you know, because it's all those things. Not that board games are classic, you know, and it's one of those. I don't know if that's a dying.
I don't think
with,
so.
With computers and with technology.
No, because there's board game like conventions. Like there's like a board game. I don't remember what it's called. My husband's gonna yell at me.
I mean, it's still a huge aisle at Target. Yeah. You know, they still have all these games and stuff at Target.
We have a store here in town that just has board games.
We do?
Yeah, Red Raccoon. In Bloomington? Yeah, it's just board games in there. Neat. Yeah. You can
is
go
that
in
downtown?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have seen it. I didn't know that was the name of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but it's just board games in there and stuff like that. And I mean, I love playing board games and cards and stuff like
that.
Oh,
I'm a huge fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that would be super cool. I mean, you've got pinball, you got video games, you've got, I mean, there's something there for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're literally bored in that house, then you're never going to be happy.
No.
Ever.
Yeah, you need to go.
Yeah, and quite frankly, you should be excited that you have friends that invited you to come because you probably won't have any anymore. Because if you're bored at the board game Airbnb,
you're lame.
Yeah, you're lame. Yeah,
well,
so
cool. I love it.
Maybe bring your crown topper.
Take it off before you get in the pool.
I would. I'd hate to have it all, you know, clogging up the drains.
Right? Or go floating across. Ew.
So gross. Love it.
Well, awesome. I love it, Ange.
Yes.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us again.
Thanks for listening.
Don't
forget about our Facebook and our Instagram and all
so
that
that's
stuff.
Thing. And keep rating and reviewing us and sending us all of your... Oh, I did want to say... my friend Amy that I went to college with sent this to me. I completely forgot to tell you that she sent this to me the other day. You know how we did the face on a latte?
Yeah.
You can now do it on a Guinness.
Oh, fun!
Yes. She was like, this is absolutely worth it. Her friends actually did it.
Okay.
And they went and put their faces. I mean, I'm going to try and show you here, but I don't know if I can click on it enough.
Face on a Guinness, huh?
Yeah. So, like, it puts their face.
Oh, how fun. Yeah, it totally looks like the latte one,
sure,
but it's on
probably,
the top of a beer.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the same concept. Like, you give them the picture, they upload it and kind of, like, not burn it, but
basically
burn it into the foam. Cool. Yeah, I think that is so freaking cool. And she was like, I just had to send this to you because apparently this is a thing. And I'm like, this is pure gold. We had the face on a latte.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, so
face on a Guinness, guys.
So thanks, Amy, for sending that. Thanks for sending that. Send us your stuff. You know, it just lets us know you're listening, you're paying attention.
Absolutely.
I think it's kind of cool.
Yay!
That rock star life we have. So, So keep sending us your stuff. And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye-bye.